country sound is so much better than the lyrics. Recently, I read an essay by Irish journalist Nuala O'Phelan about how Irish people love country music. While admitting to its powerful emotional appeal, she humorously deconstructs its tropes, which chronicle a simple world where men are men and women are sweet and helpful angels whose main task here on earth is to stand by their man and help him through the night. I was immediately reminded of the popular Kenny Rogers song, Lucille. The lyrics bother me. Seemingly aware of the rigid country and Western sex roles, Rogers has attempted to turn the stereotype on its head. However, I find it impossible to suspend my disbelief in the character of Lucille. Let's review the ballad's plot. A man arrives in a bar in Toledo. He admires a pretty woman who's drinking alone. When she takes off her wedding ring, he goes over to chat her up, believing he's in with a chance. Tongue loosened by alcohol, Lucille claims she's no quitter. This is patently untrue. In the next breath, she admits to being weary of her life, hungry for laughter, and seeking whatever the other life brings. At this point, Lucille's husband comes in. Instead of the obvious ending, we get a surprise. The sympathy of the narrator now shifts to the husband, whose accusations keep repeating in his head. At the critical moment, he finds himself unable to hold her. True, they both had generous amounts of whiskey. Yet, we're given to understand that he loses his desire for her out of male solidarity with the husband's damaged pride and sensibility. To fully comprehend a work of art, it helps to know the context. This song was written in 1976 when Rogers was about 38, meaning he came of age before the so-called women's liberation movement began. What are we to make of this? The kind interpretation would be that he sympathizes with his female protagonist for wanting whatever the other life brings. But I can't buy it. There's no getting around the fact that Lucille comes off as the villain, while her ex is an injured, albeit sulky, hero.